To be a partaker means to be a co-worker.
什么是一同得呢？就是是同工的。
It's another form of fellowship.
也是就是团契的另一种形式。
They are sharing together in grace.
他们是在一同得恩，一同分享着恩典。
How?
那怎么样？
Both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel.
保罗说，因在你们常在我心里，无论我是在捆锁之中。
Paul, as he's remembering these people,
所以保罗在想到腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹的时候,
said, "You have shared with me in the gospel."
他说你们在福音上是跟我一同分享的。
And you are sharing with me in my ministry.
他你们在我的事工上也跟我一同分享。
Remember, I told you last time when Paul writes this letter, he's under house arrest in Rome.
我们上次讲到保罗在写腓立比书的时候他是在罗马 在软禁之中
Now because it's house arrest he has to provide his own support
因为他是在房子里被软禁所以没法工作他就必须要自己来支持自己的生活
He has to rent a house
所以他 要租一个房子
He has to buy his own food
然后自己要买食物
But he's a prisoner
但是他在监狱里啊
He's chained to a guard
他而且他是当时他是手上这个锁链是跟一个罗马的士兵是靠在一起的。
So he probably can't do his work.
所以他也没法子去工作。
So this church at Philippi has sent financial support to help him.
腓立比教会当时是在经济上支持保罗的。
At the end of the letter, he's going to say, "You remembered me when no one else did."
所以在这封信腓立比书的最后，保罗会提到，他说，当别人都想不起我的时候，你们还记得我。
They are co-workers in the gospel.
他们是在福音上的同工。
He tells them how much he cares for them, verse 8.
所以在第八节他讲跟他们讲我多么的关心你们。
For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠切切地想念你们众人这是神可以给我做见证。
I yearn for you.
我想念你们众人。
Means to desire something with a great hunger.
这个切切的想念，就是心里头真的是饥渴的去想念他这些同工。
In fact, as I was looking this word up in a dictionary,
我还甚至把这个词在字典上查了一下。
This is Mother's Day.
今天是母亲节。
And the example in the dictionary was, it is the love of a mother for her little baby.
他就说到切切的想念这个词，他这个字典上用的例子就是说一个妈妈。在关心爱护自己的孩子的时候这种心情
Now this is before they become teenagers
当然是在这孩子成为青少年之前
But when they're gone Oh I miss them
但那时候就是保罗就是这个感觉
I yearn for them
我切切地想念他们
Paul says that's how I feel towards these believers
保罗就说我对这些信徒们我就是用怀着这样的心肠去想念
But notice this
但是注意一下
I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus.
他说我是用着耶稣基督的心肠在切切地想念你们。
I yearn for you, I love you with the love that comes from Christ.
他说我想念你们，我爱你们，我这个爱是就是跟从耶稣基督那里来的爱。
That's important because this kind of Christ-like love is not natural to us.
这很重要，因为像耶稣基督那样的爱对我们来讲不是自然而然的发生的
It's not something that we can generate in ourselves
这不是我们自己能够就是让心里头自然的长出这样一种的爱
Because even as believers we do not naturally love one another as Christ loved
因为即使我们都是基督徒我们让我们彼此相爱也是 不是那么自然而然的发生的就像我们很难拥有像耶稣基督这样的爱
There's too many differences
因为我们太不一样了
And it is only as Christ works in us that we will have a true Christ-like love for one another
因为只有当耶稣的爱进入我们心里我们才能够真正的去彼此像用耶稣基督的爱去彼此相爱
The philosopher Schopenhauer gave a parable about porcupines in the winter
叔本华我们大家知道这个哲学家叔本华他有一个比喻他就是讲到在冬天的刺猬怎么样生活
He said porcupines when it gets cold start to come close and huddle together to get warm
他说这些小刺猬到冬天天冷了他们就聚到一起抱团取暖
But as the porcupines get close their needles start to stab one another
但是他们太接近的话身上的刺就彼此扎得难受
So they separate
然后他们就分开
But as they move apart they get cold
但是他们这样一分开就一个个就觉得很冷啊
So they come together.
所以他们又聚到一起。
And as they come together, they start to poke one another.
距离太近的话，这个刺又开始彼此要扎的难受。
And he said eventually,
他说结果呢，最终
a porcupine may wander off alone.
那有一个刺猬可能就不愿意这样子去扎的难受，他自己
就 And freeze to death in the cold.
他在冬天的严寒里就会被冻死。
I read his parable.
所以我读到他这个比喻。
And I thought, that sounds like a church.
我就觉得这就跟我们的教会都是一样的。
The first church of the porcupines.
第一个教会也是个刺猬的教会。
We come together.
我们大家一起都聚到一块儿。
But then something happens.
然后就发生个什么事儿。
And we get irritated with one another.
我们就觉得哎呀，这有点生气了。
And we pull apart.
所以我们就脱离这个群体。
But on our own, we're spiritually lonely, we're cold.
但是我们各自自己独自生活的时候，我们在属灵上就会觉得很孤单，觉得很冷。
And so we come together.
所以我们又会聚在一起。
But someone says something that really makes us kind of mad.
但是又听到什么人说的话让我觉得很刺耳。
So we pull apart.
所以我又离开了。
And we're lonely and cold.
我们又觉得是很孤单，很冷。
And we come together.
然后又聚到一块。
And we don't like the sermon.
我不喜欢牧师的讲道。
Or we don't like the songs.
我也不喜欢这个赞美。
We don't like something.
我就教会里有些事。
And we pull apart.
所以我又离开了。
And if we don't allow Christ to fill us with His love for one another,
如果我们不允许神的爱能够来进到我们心里，让我们能够彼此相爱的话，
we will separate and freeze in the spiritual cold of our world.
我们就会彼此分开，直到就在这属灵的严寒之中给冻死。
Paul says,
保罗说
I love you,
我爱你们
not with the love that comes because I just naturally like you all,
不是因为从我自己心里头 我喜欢你们每一个人，不是这样
but because Christ has filled me with that love,
而是因为耶稣把这个爱放到我的心里。
I told you last month that joy is more than an emotion.
因为上个月我们就讲过，说喜乐实际上不仅仅只是。
It is a choice.
它是一个选择。
To see life from God's perspective.
喜乐是用神的眼光来看世上的事情。
In the same way, Christian love is more than an emotion.
同样的，我们基督徒之间的爱也不是一种，不
仅仅是
一种情绪。
It is a choice.
而是一个选择。
To see other people from God's perspective.
是用神的眼光来看我们周围的人，看别人。
The Holy Spirit transformed Peter's heart so that he could see John, a rival, from God's perspective.
圣灵改变了彼得的心，所以彼得看他的对手约翰的时候，他的眼光，他是用神的眼光来看。
He transformed Paul. He worked in Paul so he could see other believers from God's perspective.
圣灵也改变了保罗的眼光，让他能够看到，就用不同的眼光来看待他周围的这些信徒们。
That's love.
这就是爱。
And so if I am not growing in my love for other believers,
如果我在彼此相爱的心上没有成长的话，
as painful as it is to admit,
这个承认这一点也是很痛苦。
If I'm not growing in my love for other believers, it is not because they are unlovable.
如果我不在我爱众人的心上没有成长的话，不是因为别人不值得我爱。
It's because I am not allowing God to do His transforming work in my heart.
而是因为我没有允许神在我心里能够做改变的，他改变的大能，让我心里有他的爱。
I am not looking at them from God's perspective.
是因为我没有用神的眼光去看众人。
This is very important for believers.
对于信徒来讲，这一点非常重要。
Because listen to what John wrote.
因为你看看这个约翰怎么写的。
We think this.
我们是这样想。
I love God.
我爱神。
I just don't love God's people very much.
我就是没法去爱神的这个百姓。
Because God is wonderful.
因为神是完美的呀，是全能的。
But they're not.
但是神的百姓可没那么好啊。
But listen to what John said.
但是你听听约翰怎么说。
He who does not love his brother, whom he has seen.
不爱他所看见的弟兄
cannot love God whom he has not seen.
就不能爱没有看见的神。
Do you hear what Paul says?
你听到他这个约翰怎么说的？
He says, if I don't love you,
他说如果我不爱你们的话，
As hard as that may be,
这个可能很难。
I see you, Richard.
确实是爱众人是很难的。
If I don't love you,
但如果我不爱你们的话，
I cannot love God.
我就不可能去爱神。
If I am truly born again,
如果我真正是得到重生得救的人，
I will grow in my love for other believers.
我就在彼此相爱的心上会有成长。
It's not optional.
这不是一个选择。
And so this morning I ask you, are you growing in your love for your brothers and sisters?
所以今天早上我问大家，你在爱弟兄姐妹的心上有成长吗？
It doesn't mean you'll agree with them on everything.
它不是说你跟他们在任何事情上都要意见一致。
We will always have different ways of thinking.
因为我们的思维方式不一样，肯定是不会永远一致。
But I can disagree with you on some things.
但是我可以跟你有些意见不一致的地方。
And still yearn for you with the affection, the love of Christ Jesus.
但是仍然我可以有耶稣基督的心肠来切切地想念你。
Because of what God has done in my heart.
因为神在我的心里已经动了工。
John says, we're to love one another as Jesus loved us.
约翰就是说，我们应该彼此相爱，就像神爱我们一样。
That's a high standard.
这个标准真高啊。
So you might say, how do I know if I love my brother and sister?
所以你就说，那我怎么知道我是不是真的爱我的弟兄姐妹呢？
John gives us the answer.
约翰也给了一个例子。
And again, it's not about emotion.
这个例子也是不和情感是没有关系。
It's very practical.
是一个很实际的一个例子。
But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need,
他说凡有世上财物的看见弟兄穷乏，
yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?
却塞住连续的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？
And then he tells us what it means to love as Christ loved.
然后他就告诉我们什么意味，就是像基督那样去爱人意味着什么。
Let us not love in word or talk.
他说我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，
but in deed and in truth.
总要在行为和诚实上。
That's the test for Christ-like love.
这就是一个测量，一个测验，就测验我们的爱是不是像耶稣基督。
Am I meeting his needs?
我们有没有帮助弟兄姐妹？
Do I sacrifice my comfort for his benefit?
我有没有为了他的好处牺牲我自己的好处？
That's how Jesus loved me.
因为这就是耶稣就是这样爱我的。
And that's how I am called to love others.
我也被呼召用这样的爱去爱众人。
Paul can say to the people at Philippi,
保罗他是这样，他对于腓立比的教会的弟兄姐妹就是，
I sacrificed myself for you.
他说他为他们来牺牲了他自己。
At great discomfort, I traveled to bring the gospel to you.
因为保罗去到腓立比教会要经历很多的困难。
I went through a beating for you.
他因为当初他又被打。
Why?
又被下监，他为什么？
Because I love you with the love of Jesus Christ.
因为我爱你们，以耶稣基督的爱在爱你们。
That's how we're to love.
我们也该这样去爱。
And that doesn't happen automatically.
这可不是自动发生的。
We can eat lunch together every week and never have that kind of true Christian love.
我们可以每周都坐在一起吃中饭，但是彼此却中间没有这个像基督这样的真正的爱。
That kind of fellowship.
我们要的是这样的团契。
So how do we develop this kind of fellowship in the body of Christ?
所以我们在这个耶稣基督的身体上，就是在教会里面，怎么样来建立这样彼此真正的相爱的团契关系呢？
Paul uses this word koinonia 3 times in Philippians.
在腓立比书保罗用这个 koinonia 这个团契这个词用了三次。
And each time he tells us something about what it means to develop true Christian fellowship.
他每一次都特别提到就是怎么样能够建立真正的基督里的团契关系。
We're going to look at these. He looks in chapter 1 at our fellowship, our partnership in the gospel.
第一次提到是在第一章五节，同心合意的兴旺福音。
Chapter 2, he talks about our fellowship, our participation in the Holy Spirit.
在第二章的第一节，他提到就是圣灵之间的交通。
And chapter 3, he prays to share, to have fellowship with Christ in his suffering.
第三章第十节他提到的是和他一同受苦，这个一同就是一个团契。
First in chapter 1 verse 5,
第一次提到是第一章第五节。
He says that he shares a partnership, fellowship in the gospel with the Philippian believers.
他说他在同和这个腓立比的信徒是同心合意的兴旺福音。
I thank God for you, he says.
他说我为主来感来谢谢你们。
Because of your partnership, your koinonia in the gospel from the first day until now.
因为从头一天起直到如今，你们都跟我同心合意的兴旺福音。
You know how friendships develop.
我们一般大家发展友谊是怎么发展的？
Friendships develop because we have some things in common.
我们跟别人发展一段友谊，是因为我跟他之间有一些共同的东西。
Common interests.
说明我们的兴趣是比较是一样的。
Family.
我们的家庭观念。
Hobbies, careers.
然后我们个人各自的爱好啊，我们的这个工作上可能有相似的地方。
Something that.Ties us together.
所以你跟一个什么人要交朋友，你们肯定中间有一些线索可以让你们联系，彼此相联系的，共通的。
But think about Paul and the Christians at Philippi.
但是看看保罗跟腓立比的这些信徒们。
Paul was highly educated.
保罗是当时受了最好的教育的学者。
Most of the believers in Philippi could not read or write.
但是腓立比教会的这大部分的信徒都甚至不能写字，都不会读书的。
They had to have the most educated member of the church stand and read Paul's letter to the rest of them.
所以当时他们教会保罗给他们写信，都是要请一个教会受过教育的人来当众来读。
They don't have education in common.
因为他们好多都是文盲嘛。
Paul traveled throughout the Roman Empire.
然后保罗在罗马这个境内，你到处都去游历过。
Most of them would have never left their hometown.
但是这个腓立比教会的很多人可能一辈子都没离开过他们那个小城。
They spent their entire life in Philippi.
他们一辈子都就在腓立比这个小地方待着。
He was a Jew.
然后保罗是。
Most of them were Gentiles.
这腓立比教会的很多人其实是外邦人。
And those were things in that world that were huge differences.
在古时候这些区别是非常大的，完全不是一个阶层的人。
In their world, a Jew had nothing to do with a Gentile.
因为在那个时候，犹太人跟外邦人之间是毫无联系的。
A rich person saw a poor person only as a potential slave.
一个富人看到一个穷人，他想到的就是这个穷人以后可以做我的奴隶，他不会有别的想法。
And an educated person was not going to waste his time talking to people.Who had no education.
在当时已经受过教育的人，他不可能跟一个完全不识字的一个目不识丁的人一块去相交，因为没有共同点嘛。
So what did Paul, this highly educated, well-traveled Jew, have in common with these uneducated Gentiles?
所以保罗这么一个就是当时地位很高的一个学者，而且他游历丰富的一个人，他跟这些目不识丁的又从来就没离开过这个小城的这些乡下人有什么共同点呢？
One thing only.
只有一个共同点
，the gospel，
就是福音。
Your partnership in the gospel，
就是他跟他们同心合意的兴旺福音。
You see, educated and uneducated，
你看保罗受过教育，这些人没有
rich and poor，
而且保罗算是
Gentile and Jew，
有钱的这些人也是没有什么钱。然后呢，保罗是犹太人，这些人是外邦人。
They were all united by the gospel，
他们都是靠着福音把他们给合为一体。
This is how shocking that was to onlookers.
对于外面的一个旁观的人看，这是让人非常惊奇的事情。
They looked at the Christians and they said,
他们看着这些基督徒，他们就说，
See how they love one another.
你看看他们怎么样彼此相爱。
They were shocked.
他们是觉得非常惊讶。
These people who should not have had anything in common.
因为这些人他们没有任何共同点，根本不该在一起的。
Sacrificed.For one another.
而且他们彼此为对方牺牲。
And the onlookers were amazed.
这旁观者就觉得非常的惊讶。
Now let me apply that to us today.
我把这一点运用到我们今天的生活中。
I'm a teacher, so let me give you a pop quiz.
我是个老师啊，所以我给大家一个小测验。
Imagine.
想象一下。
You are a Chinese speaking.
你讲中文。
Well educated.
而且你受过很好的教育。
Middle class engineer.
你是个中产阶级的一个工程师。
Living in a gated community.
你住在一个有门卫的一个社区里面。
You're a believer.
你是信徒。
Now I want you to imagine two other people.
我要你想象两个跟你不别人两个。
Person one.
第一个人。
An unbeliever.
这个人不信主。
Who is a Chinese speaking.
他讲中文。
well educated,
也受很好的教育,
middle class engineer,
他也是中产阶级的一个工程师,
living in a gated community,
也住在带着有门卫的这个社区里,
he's an unbeliever,
但是他不信主,
that's answer A,
就是第一个答案,
answer B,
第二个答案,
a believer,
是一个信主的人,
who is an immigrant from Mexico,
他是从墨西哥移民过来的,
who has no education,
没有受过教育,
works mowing lawns,
他是给人家去靠着割草, 割草坪来赚钱,
and lives in a government subsidized apartment,
他住的是有政府补贴的那种廉租公寓里面,
and here is the question,
所以我的问题就是,
which of those two people can you share in closer fellowship with?
这两个人之中你跟哪一个人可以有更深密的团契?
Now I'm not asking which one fits your social network,
我可是没问，就是你跟哪一个人在社交上面可以更。
I'm not even asking which one makes you most comfortable.
我甚至也没有问你，你跟哪一个人在一起的时候会觉得更舒服。
I am asking which one do you really share in fellowship with?
我问的就是这两个人之中，你跟哪一个人可以有更深的团契的关系
？Which one are you able to share your deepest burdens with?
哪一个人能够让你觉得你可以把内心深处最最私密的一些情绪跟心情跟他分享
？Because I've seen many Christians,
因为我看到很多的基督徒
who have close fellowship with unbelievers,
他们跟一个不信主的人有很深的关系
，who fit their social circle,
因为他们这平时社交圈子都是重合的
，who share the same political beliefs.
他们也有同样的这个政治观念
and who work in the same profession.
而且他们可能工作都是类似的工作
But they can't have fellowship with believers who differ from them on any of those things.
但是这些在这个政治观念啦，在这个工作上啦，在生活上，他们可能跟一个信主的人反而毫无共同点。
Now I used to say to my college students, if you misquote me, please misquote me correctly.
我以前跟我大学的我教的学生就说，如果你们要引用我的话，请你如果是引用错了，也请你用正确的引用错的这个方式。
I am not saying.
我请注意啊，我说的可不是说
Christians should have nothing to do with unbelievers.
我不是说信主的人跟不信主的人不要有任何关系，我可绝对没有这么说。
We should.
我们应该跟他们建立关系。
We are to reach into our world.
因为我们要跟这个世界有建立关系，我们必须要跟这样
So I'm not saying put a wall around our church and tell everyone to stay out.
我可没有在教会周围筑一道墙说你们不信主的就给我出去，我绝对没有这么说。
But I am saying,
但是我说的是
that our deepest fellowship,
就是我们最深的这个团契关系
those we yearn for with the love of Christ Jesus,
我们怀着耶稣基督的心肠去切切想念的
are those who share our faith in Christ,
是那些跟我们有共同信仰信主耶稣基督的人。
And here's the thing,
所以要强调的是这个。
When we forget that,
我们忘掉这一点的话
we begin to divide the body of Christ into little cliques.
我们就把这个耶稣基督的身体给分成了一个部分。
Here's the educated clique.
好，这一群是受过教育的人。
Here's the rich clique.
然后这一群是比较有钱的人。
The poor group.
然后这个是
这一群 the uneducated.
穷人，然后没受过教育的。
The motorcycle rider.
然后这是骑摩托车的这波。
And no one looking on says, look how they love one another.
这时候如果真是这样的话，旁观的人看就说，他们不会说，哦，看他们多么彼此相爱。
You see, if you read in Acts 16,
如果你看到这个《使徒行传》第十六
about the church at Philippi,
它里边提到这个腓立比的教会。
They should have been a divided church.
那个教会啊，你从当时来看，他们是有很多的理由把教会分裂开的。
We know about three of their members.
因为里边提到有三个教会的弟兄姐妹。
The jailer.
第一个。
Who was a retired soldier who probably had no education at all.
有一个人是刚刚退役的一个士兵，他可能根本没受过教育。
A slave girl who had been demon possessed.
当时也提到第二个人是一个。这个做奴隶的一个小女仆，她好像是被鬼附体了。
And a wealthy businesswoman.
然后里面还提到第三个人是一个很有钱的一个女商人。
Nothing in common except the gospel.
他们中间没有任何的共同点，唯一的共同点就是他们都是信福音的人。
But that was enough.
但是这就已经足够了。
And it is enough for us today.
在我们今天这一点也就足够了。
If we at PBCCC are united in the fellowship of the gospel,
如果我们基督爱城，我们这个华人基督教会的弟兄姐妹在这个主的福音上是完全合一的。
Unbelievers are going to look on.
不信主的人就会看着说。
And say, "Wow." Look how they love one another.
你看他们多么彼此相爱。
I don't understand it.
我不理解啊。
That one has a PhD and this one has no education.
因为那个人是个博士啊，这个人可是没受过教育。
This one homeschools and that one goes to Dreyfus.
你看这家他们给孩子在家教育，那家的孩子去 Dreyfus 上读书的。
That family lives in Wellington and that family lives in a trailer park.
然后这家是在 Wellington 住，然后那家他是住在那个活动房屋里头的。
Nothing in common.
所以他们中间没有任何共同点啊。
But look at them.
但是你看看他们。
Look.How they love one another.
你看看他们彼此多么相爱。
Our fellowship in the gospel will be a testimony to unbelievers.
所以我们在主里面的这个团契关系，对于这些不信主的人，就是一个见证。
There's two other places that Paul talks about this fellowship.
保罗在另外两处也提到这个团契关系。
And I'm starting late, and I'm running out of time.
因为今天开始的比较晚，所以
时间。So I'm going to leave them for another time.
所以可能以后再谈。
And let me just jump to my conclusion.
但是我就提到我的我就跳到我的这个结论部分来。
We'll look at the other two another Sunday.
所以另外两点我们下次以后找机会再来。
But I want to give you a picture of this fellowship in the gospel.
但是我想给大家就是把这个主里面的团契关系给你画这么一个画面，你看一下。
Because for Paul, this is a very practical thing.
因为对于保罗来说，这是一个很实际的问题。
Romans 16 is one of my favorite chapters.
罗马书十六章是我最喜欢的一个章。
Paul is living in Corinth.
当时保罗在哥罗西。
And he writes a letter to the church at Rome.
他给罗马的教会写一封信。
And the last chapter is a bunch of greetings.
最后一章实际上是就是他不停地向他们问安，向他们问候。
He's saying hello.
他跟他们说，我向这个问安，向那个问安。
But in his world,
但是在他的世界里头,
first of all, when he writes this letter, he doesn't write it down himself.
因为当时保罗写罗马书的时候，他可不是自己去写的。
He dictates it out loud.
他当时是用口述让别人给他记录。
And the person who is actually taking the dictation is a slave named Tertius. We'll come back to him in just a moment.
当时帮他记录写下来这封书信的这个人名字叫德丢，实际上是一个奴隶。
Now, in the ancient world, there was very little privacy.
我们知道在古时候你基本上没有什么隐私的。
When you were ready to do some work,
你要准备做什么事的时候,
you didn't go in your office, shut the door, and turn on Pandora.
你不会说你进到你办公室把门一关然后把你的这个 iPad 什么的打开了。
And so as Paul is dictating this letter, there are other believers standing around the room listening.
所以保罗在口述这封罗马书这封信的时候，周围有很多的人就在一块都在听呢。
And so they hear as he begins to send his greetings to people that he knows in Rome.
所以罗马在不是保罗在罗马书最后他就开始问候他在罗马教会他认识的这些人，周围的人都听到了。
He recommends a lady named Phoebe who is helping the church.
所以保罗在信里头称赞一个叫菲比的一个姐妹，她当时是在帮助教会。
He greets Priscilla and Aquila. He says they risked their necks for me.
保罗又特别问候百基拉和亚基拉，他说他们在耶稣基督里与我同工。
He sends greetings to Mary. He says she's worked so hard for the gospel.
他又问玛利亚安，他说她为你们多受劳苦。
A whole long list of names.
他列了很长的一个单子，把他这些认识的弟兄姐妹名字都。
And then, this is what I want you to see.
但是这里我想要你注意的就很好玩，你听听。
Paul is surrounded these other believers who are in the room with him.
当时他屋子里，保罗的房间里可能有很多的信主的人跟。
And some of them begin to say, "Tell them I said hello."
然后这有人听到保罗在问候这些弟兄姐妹，他就会跳进加了一句，他说：“哎，保罗，你告诉他，我也跟他问安。”
So in verse 21,
所以第十六章二十一节他这么说
：“Timothy, my fellow worker, sends his greetings.”
他说：“与我同工的提摩太和我的亲属路求耶孙这些问你们安。”
So do Lucius and Jason, Sosipater.
他说：“还有我的亲属路求耶孙索西巴德问你们安。”
And then my favorite verse in all of Romans.
然后整个罗马书里我最喜欢的一节是第
verse 22.
22节
Tertius is a slave.
他说德丢当时是一个奴隶。
He's the one who's taking down the dictation. We know he's a slave because the name Tertius means number three.
因为我们为什么知道德丢是个奴隶？因为他的名字实际上的意思就是第三，他连自己的名字都没有，他的名字意味着 number three 第三。
Owners didn't waste a name on their slaves; they just numbered them. Oh, you're slave one, you're two, you're three, you're four.
因为这奴隶主压根都不想花心思给他们取名字，就把他们名字叫一号、二号、三号这么叫下去。
So Tertius belongs to someone. He's their slave. He's their third slave.
所以德丢他估计是属于某一个很富有的奴隶主，他就是他第三号奴隶，所以就叫三号。
And real quickly, he pencils in his greetings.
然后这个德丢在里头也加了一句问候。
I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, greet you.
他说我这代笔写信的德丢在主里面问你们安。
What it says, I didn't make it up.
这你们看，这罗马书里记录的，我不是我编的呀。
And then Paul starts again.
然后保罗又开始写。
Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you.
他说那接待我也接待全教会的该犹问你们安。
He was wealthy enough.
这个该犹。
That he had a house large enough that the church could meet in his house.
你听听该犹他能够接待全教会，说明他很有钱，而且他家肯定很大，可以接待所有教会的人。
So Gaius is wealthy.
所以该犹是个有钱人。
Next verse, Erastus, the city treasurer.
然后第二十四节他说城里管银库的以拉都。
And our brother Quartus greet you.
可我和弟兄弟阔土。
Now this is a wonderful verse.
这节是很奇妙的一个章节。
Erastus is the director of public works.
因为以拉都他是管银库的，那就是属于这很有也是有地位有钱的人。
An official with political influence.
所以在当时他肯定是在这他是有身居高位，所以有一些影响力的。
And some of you have already figured out that Quartus is another slave.
所以你们可能有人已经猜到了，这个阔土大概又是。
Because his name means number four.
因为阔土这个名字的意思就是。
And I imagine him waving his hand and say, "Don't forget me, Paul. Put my name in there."
所以他这个四号奴隶也在那儿摇手说：“保罗，别忘了我啊！你带我也问候一声。
”Tell them I said hello too.
你要跟他们讲，我也问安。
Do you see what is happening here?
所以你看到保罗这个书信里列出来的是什么样的图画
？This is the fellowship of the gospel.
这就是福音的团契。
From a powerful city official,
我们看到一个城里的高官
，to a wealthy man,
是一个和一个有钱人
，to slaves who don't even have a name,
甚至到下面连名字都没有的奴隶，三号、四号
，they all share in the fellowship of the gospel.
他们都共享一个团契。福音的传情。
I imagine Paul writing this letter today.
我可以想象保罗在今天写下这样一封信。
And he begins to name different ones.
然后他一个一个的去叫弟兄姐妹的名字。
They send their greetings.
他就把他们问安。
From wealthy to poor.
从有钱人到穷人，一个一个问安。
We are all united in the gospel.
我们在福音上都是合为一体的。
I want to give you a homework assignment as I close.
我在结束之前，我想给大家一个家庭作业。
And I really, really hope you will do this week.
这个作业，我真的希望你们大家能够去做。
I'm not allowed to take grades.
我不会跟你们批分数的。
But I really hope you'll do this.
但是我真的希望你们去做这个作业。
I'd like for you to think of one of our church members who you don't know well.
我想要你想到一个教会里的一个弟兄姐妹，就是你不太熟悉他的一个弟兄姐妹。
Don't pick someone you talk to every week.
你不要去找那个每个星期都跟他聊天啊说话的人。
Someone that you don't know very well.
找这么一个你跟他不太熟的这么一个人。
And I want you to do two things.
我想要你做两件事。
First of all, sometime this week, do like Paul at the beginning of Philippians and pray for them by name.
第一件事，就像保罗在腓立比书第一章第三节里做的一样，你叫着他们的名字为他们祷告。
Pray for them like Paul did.
就像保罗一样为他们祷告。
Thank God that they are part of our church.
首先要感谢主，因为他是我们教会的一部分。
Ask God to pour His blessings into their life.
然后求主对这个弟兄姐妹给他们赐福，给他们。
That's part one of the assignment.
这是作业的第一部分。
And then part two is the hard part.
这个比较难的是第二个作业。
Send them a card.
你就或者写一张卡。
Text message, email, whatever.
或者你有他的电话，你就给他发个短信。
And just say.
发个电邮或者是微信，没关系，什么都行。
I prayed for you today.
你就告诉他，我今天为你祷告。
I thank God that you are my brother or sister in Christ.
我感谢主，因为你是我主里的弟兄姐妹。
Now some of you are thinking, it won't matter. When they get my card, they're going to say, I heard the same sermon. I know the only reason you sent this is you're afraid next time he preaches, he's going to ask for a show of hands.
所以我估计你为什么要给我发这个信息啊？ 肯定是因为下次牧师会问谁做了作业了，你想要告诉牧师你做了作业。
That's okay, please do it anyway.
也没关系, 即使如此你还是这么去做吧。
Because here's why.
因为这是为什么。
If you'll do it this week,
因为你这一星期这么做的话,
and you do it the next week,
然后下一星期也这么做,
and you do it the week after that,
再下一星期你还这么做,
it will become a habit.
这就会成为你的一个习惯。
And we as a body will begin to grow in fellowship. We will begin to develop a culture of this koinonia. We will show our love for one another. We will share the fellowship of the gospel. We will grow in loving one another with the love of Christ Jesus. And more and more we will become the church God calls us to be. Let's pray. God, would you help us to be your church?
主啊，求你帮助我们成为你的教会。
Would you tie us together in a close fellowship?
让我们在建立更深的团契关系，彼此更加紧密的联系。
That we will care for one another.
让我们彼此关心。
That we will love one another with your love.
我们以你的爱来彼此相爱。
That the burdens of one member will become burdens shared with every member.
这样一个人的重担就会所有教会全体一起来分担。
We will love each other the way you loved us.
我们也按照你爱我们的方式来彼此相爱。
Give us that fellowship in the gospel.
你让我们在福音上有这样的一个团契关系。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.